How has your work in this and all the thinking you've done influenced the way you are with your children? I mean, could you tell me something about how your faith is practiced and lived within the family?
Sure. Being a convert to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, I have one of the reasons I studied family life at the university was to try to, knowing that the church was a very family-oriented faith, I felt like I had a lot to learn. And so, yeah, I think my kids will tell you that I'm often coming home and saying, "Oh, I interviewed this great family and learned this wonderful tradition, and let's try this." And they'll say, "Dad, we already have enough traditions. We don't need any more traditions." And so, our family, we pray together regularly. We like to hold hands when we pray.
And so, when do you pray? I mean,
that.
I'm just curious. When do you pray at certain times or?
We pray. Every evening at dinner, we pray, then we read our Book of Mormon together, and then in the evening before bed, we pray. And then, if we're going off on a trip or, some particular, our daughter just went off to Italy, then we might say special prayers for those kinds of circumstances. And so, yeah, prayer is a daily part of our life, and we obviously attend services together. And like other Latter-day Saint families, each Monday night we do a family home evening, where we gather and sing together and have a discussion about the gospel. And in our case, our kids do musical performances, or one son will recite a poem each week. We get together and talk with each other about what's important, plan sort of the week, and try to have a spiritual experience together.
And what else? How else would you say that spirituality manifests itself, or how else would you say that you work to nurture your spirit, your children's spirituality, and what you've observed over the years you feel has been most, I don't know, successful as a, how can you measure the success of this? But maybe most gratifying, most enriching for them and for you.
Yeah, it's interesting. We shifted gears a couple of years ago, largely I think in response to my research, shifted gears from having a lesson, or in other words, a little gospel sermon that would be given by mom or dad. We shifted gears from that to what we call a gospel conversation. So we have a topic.
And this would be in your family home evenings?
In our family home evening, right. And so we try hard to involve everyone. Dad tries hard to keep his mouth shut. It's difficult, but he keeps trying. And we try to, as much as possible, let the older kids teach the younger kids and let good questions be asked. And I believe that that's really made a difference. There's research that shows that the more that families sort of allow conversation to be free-flowing, to have kids feel like their questions and issues and ideas and problems are taken seriously, and they're not just going to get preached at. They're going to be spoken with in a way that respects their views and their challenges, and I think that's made a difference for our family. I know it's made a difference for the youth in our family. Our kids range from 21 down to 5, and obviously the older kids would prefer shorter family home evenings and shorter gospel lessons and more conversation. So I think that's for us made a big difference. And then each child's unique and has their own questions and challenges they're facing. And so a lot of listening and talking with kids about what they're experiencing and encouraging them to turn to their Father in heaven for insight and understanding and comfort. And there's a great power in praying together. And we, in our family, we take turns saying the prayer, and so you get a chance to hear the concerns and right. spiritual feelings of each of your family members. And I think that's a very powerful thing.